brought all that back and had everything kind of snap into place?
Yeah, I definitely can. But I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. So I'm gonna keep that to myself. But it was pretty much that way, as you said.
David Brandt. Hey, Madison, I was just curious. I know you're not calling anybody out, but are you, you know, there's all these different things, you know, angles of pitches and different things. Did you think you just got too caught up in some of the numbers and weren't getting back to some of the other stuff you were doing, or just kind of what did you think about that?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say that. trying to work around my other answer here. I don't know. I can't answer that for you without saying something I don't want to.
Madison, are you personally doing anything differently than you were at the start of the season, just in terms of how you're going about your outs or in between starts, anything like that?
We settled. I mean, I'm always tinkering, so there's always a little bit of changes that I make. So as far as like the physical part, you know, what I'm doing when I throw or working out and running wise, that's pretty much the same. We've settled in on something that we like pretty good right now. But I'm always tinkering with that stuff anyway.
We'll open up the first question, Dr. Cannon.
Corey, has Widener's sim game already happened? And is there anything new on Cattell as far as like maybe setting a date for a rehab assignment
somewhere? Yeah. So Widener completed his work over Salt River. He went 3 1/3, 51 pitches, and then post outing went and ran through some PFP and came out of that very good. So the next steps are for him to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and you know, with an eye on getting out on a rehab assignment. So. But we'll make sure he comes in tomorrow, feels okay, and get that bullpen in. And then, you know, long term, hopefully he gets to that point in 5 days to get on a real mound. Cattell took some ABs today and felt good and is continuing his progression. He's going to play 4 innings of a sim game tomorrow over at Salt River Field. So he's on a very good path as well. But, you know, still mending, still healing, and we're getting close with both of these athletes. So we just got to make sure we complete the next necessary steps before we commit to what the next parts of these, what the next part of each process is.
That's 4 innings in center field?
Correct.
Zimmerman.
Hey, Torrey, Andrew Young didn't have at the plate at least a great spring training, but obviously you guys saw something where you called him up mid-April. What do you see behind the scenes as far as, you know, his work habits, preparation and stuff, where he's been really good when he's been asked to play?
Yeah, you know, he's at 4 home runs, right? And 3 of them have been as a pinch hitter. And, you know, pinch hitting is very, very difficult. And he has seemed to walked up, has figured out how to walk the home plate, very prepared in those situations, and is going to drive the baseball and look for the ball that he wants to square up and do damage with. So credit to him and all the hard work. And the thing that stands out about for me with Andrew is the amount of reps and the intensity of those reps that he's showing us during his extra work and early work. You know, it's hard when you're not playing in baseball games to simulate the game speed, but he's finding a way to stay as active as he possibly can on defense, obviously doing the same thing from an offensive standpoint. And look, I want to get him in the lineup. I want to give an opportunity to get 4 clean at bats. I've asked a lot of him. We all know that I asked him to play left field and in Washington several weeks ago. And, you know, we thought he was ready for that. I think the next time he gets a start, you're going to see that he's in a very good spot defensively because of all that hard work.
Steve Gilbert.
How many rehab starts would Widener need, Torrey, after today's thing? Are you talking, I mean, after his next one, he goes out to on a rehab assignment. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that the medical team is talking about a certain pitch count. I think he's gonna probably get up into that 60-70 pitch range for that rehab start, and then we'll see where he's at that point. So for me, it's the up downs and the total number of pitches, and what will he get to in his first outing at the major league level? That would be the real question. So a lot of moving parts to that. I know you want to answer if it's going to be one or two. We'll start with one and then see where that is at the end of that. See where that takes us at the end of that outing.
Jack Sommers.
Andrew Young starting at second base today. What does he need to show you defensively in game to lead you to have more confidence to use him in the field?
Yeah, you know, I do have confidence in him. And I know that, like I said, he's been working extremely hard in all areas, all over the field. And he's a good defender. He really is. So he does have my confidence. And, you know, the outfield was a little bit more of a stretch for us at that particular point in time. I know that. But I've seen him work and do a really nice job out there in the outfield pregame. So I want to give him this opportunity to get the at-bats today. And, you know, out of fairness to him and that hard work and the results that he's been getting offensively, I want to, you know, obviously hope for the best because I believe in what he's done and I believe in what he's ready for.
Do you lean more towards having his future defensive innings come at second base versus the outfield, or is it just depends on the situation?
Yeah, I think for right now, I want to put him in a spot that he's very familiar with and be as fair to him as possible. So, yeah, I think second base is a very natural position to him, but we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. We're going to just work on one day at a time with all of our guys and try and go out and win a baseball game. But he deserves this opportunity.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sorry, I wanted to ask you this yesterday, but the Zach Gallen news made it very much not the right time. But a couple nights ago after Bum's start, we asked him, just given kind of how night and day it's been for him from the start of the season till now, if he could point at something that kind of flipped a switch or something. And he said he could, but he didn't want to throw anyone under the bus, which it just struck me as like an odd thing to say. I'm just wondering if you have kind of any idea what he meant by that.
No, I don't. And any of that type of stuff, I'm not going to necessarily share with you guys, but there's some housekeeping that we always take care of day to day. And, you know, there's stuff in there that maybe I'm not aware of and then eventually cross my plate, but definitely something I'm not going to discuss.
Jose Romero.
Hey, Torrey. With Andrew Young, do you see a guy like him just kind of taking in stride the different roster moves involving him this year and in the time that he's been with the Diamondbacks, the taxi squad, Ace Reno, so on and so forth?
Yeah, I guess taking in stride is a good way to put it. For young players, it's extremely hard to you know, get that opportunity, grab it, and then never look back and say you've played in the big leagues for 12 consecutive years. I'm pretty sure that everybody in our lineup tonight has had a story to tell along those lines, and Andrew's not exempt from that. So I think he's doing a very nice job of compartmentalizing his frustration, because I know he thinks he's a big leaguer and deserves to be here every single day. That's what he shows us. But the reality of that is it just takes a little bit of time, and he's willing to put that time in, and he's very committed to this organization, as we are him as well, to him as well. And we know that his time is going to be spent learning and growing at this point in his career, but at some point that will transition into a different level. And we believe in him as that type of player.
Thanks.
Cody Jackson.
Hey, Torrey. You guys have had some young guys in the rotation, and yet obviously your starting pitching numbers the last week and a half are pretty good. Even the last 2 weeks, it seems like things have stabilized a bit. How much has Merrill been a part of that? And what do you like about what Merrill's been doing lately?
Yeah. I love a lot of the things that Merrill does. And you know, with the amount of change that we've had to our roster and some of the injuries that we've taken on, the fact that, you know, he's remained healthy after last year's procedure and he's working hard to be as consistent as he has been, has put us in this position to where our starting pitching has been more than adequate. It's been very, very good. So, you know, he, along with several others, have stabilized that. But Merrill is just a model of consistency. He goes out there and executes a game plan, and you know, doesn't let mistakes compound themselves into big innings. You know, early on, I think there were some early crooked numbers in the first or second inning, but he seemed to have worked through that, and he gets moving in a very positive direction. The innings just continue to get ground up, and next thing you know, you're in the sixth or seventh inning. He's done a great job with, you know, keeping us in a game or giving us a chance to win a baseball game. So he's been a mainstay for us, and we count on him.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks.